Joining us on the line now, it is the mayor of Oak Bay, Kevin Murdoch. Sir, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
First off, before we get into it, I want to just congratulate you on winning the election. Well, kind of. You were acclaimed because nobody else is running in Oak Bay for the October 15th election. So congratulations all the same.
Thank you very much.
Is that a weird feeling when, you know, you probably psych yourself up for the election season, for the campaign season, and then all of a sudden, I've just won?
It's a little strange. I was fully prepared to run a campaign. I think campaigns are actually an important part of democracy. So that was something I was prepared for and quite happy to go back to the community and talk about what's been done and what's coming up. It's funny, though, about probably a week or so outside of the election, it was obvious that there was no serious candidates that would have, come forward that had a serious intention of running for mayor. So that was sort of, I think my last week was more like, okay, I wonder if there's going to be anybody who comes forward. There's sometimes some joke candidates and so forth, but you still have to run a full campaign, and it takes up time away from all the other candidates that are running for council. So those are sort of the two aspects of it. I am very keen to get back to work, and it's been interesting because there are so many other campaigns going, and my phone's been ringing a lot because now that I'm acclaimed, I can kind of keep moving forward and working on files that would otherwise be sitting in limbo. So that's kind of nice, actually, to move a lot of things forward right now.
Are you expecting much to change on the council side?
Well, we have five of six incumbents rerunning, and we have four council candidates running, so a total of nine candidates running. So I'm not for me to say whether I'm expecting a significant change. I mean, at maximum, four could change out of the six. No matter what, we'll have some continuity on the council, and obviously I have the continuity in the chair's role.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Okay, well, there you go. Oak Bay, just wanted to acknowledge that since I think it's the first time I've spoken to you since that news came out. But the reason we've got you on the line today is some news out of Oak Bay today. You guys have adopted your secondary suites program. First off, tell me what that secondary suites program is. What is it you've adopted?
So we've, there's secondary suites everywhere, including Oak Bay, but we've had a very light regulatory model, which is essentially almost a don't ask, don't tell kind of model for them over the years. And so this council committed to making sure that we found some sort of regulatory model that would oversee them. And so what passed on Monday was a series of bylaws that lay out the groundwork for what can be allowed and the rules attached. And they're very straightforward. So we've tried to create a fairly low barrier, but fairly high expectations. The low barrier is any house in Oak Bay, any single family dwelling, can build a suite. There's no additional permits required to, say, apply to include a suite in a new development or a renovation. We just apply building codes to it, so just the standard part of any building permit process. So that was sort of to allow anybody to build, and recognizing that people may or may not use the suite as life changes. So sometimes they might use it as for their kids for a play area, and at later time in life they may want to rent it out for students, or they may want to have a caregiver. And so we try to make it as easy as possible for it to be used and built, and really take away any burden if it's being, and ensure that it can't be used for short-term rentals, like things like Airbnb or vacation rentals by owner. Just to make sure that as we're adding housing stock, that if they're going to be rented, they're going to be rented to people needing to live in Oak Bay. And that's kind of the crux of it. So that's there's not much more to it than that. We are anticipating adding in a small fee if people, not if it's a caregiver, not if it's family, but if people are renting it for, as a landlord tenant, a small fee to help cover additional costs related to things like garbage pickup and policing.
Gotcha. It's interesting. So one thing that always comes up with secondary suites, and like you said, a lot of them already exist. I like to, in the don't ask, don't tell policy that a lot of municipalities end up dealing with before they become formalized. But one of the discussions that always comes up when you do get to the process of formalizing them is parking. Neighbors complaining, if this neighborhood gets filled with suites, there's going to be extra cars parked all over the street. It's going to be madness. People complain about that. Is that an issue that came up for you?
Oh, it is. We had a lot of debate on this back and forth many times in terms of the suite. The piece that had been going for it up until the last meeting was that we were going to have a requirement for an extra parking spot, but that it could be waived at the staff level if they demonstrated that they had a secure lockup for an electric bicycle.
Okay.
With the idea that would, it's the only way we had of really sort of enforcing the landlord's obligation to provide an active transportation infrastructure. At the end of the day, at the last meeting, there was a motion that was raised to change that and just make it a requirement to have a 110-volt power outlet on the side of the house, which certainly allows an electric bike to be charged. But so, again, lots of debate on that one. That change happened, by 4-3 vote on Monday. So right now, there's no requirement for an additional parking spot, just a requirement to have a plug-in for a bike on the site.
Another question. You mentioned that there's quite a few of these things that already exist, secondary suites already in homes across Oak Bay, that'll now just be kind of legalized in this process. Do you expect that this will cause the creation of more? Like, is there a lot of demand to make a whole bunch more of these? Do you think it'll actually make much of a difference, or are the secondary suites that are going to be out there kind of already there?
It's a great question because we don't really know. I think for the most part, people who want to have a suite have it. The current model really doesn't, you know, create a lot of disincentive to do it if you want to have a suite. So I don't anticipate, what we're going to see, I think, is that anytime anybody's doing a substantial renovation of their basement, they'll put in the wiring and the plumbing and so forth to allow a suite to go in there. New houses will build that in as well. So the barrier to having a suite will be dropped. So when people are in a point in their life where they want to have tenants, that infrastructure will be sort of built out over time and allow that. We also run the risk, and we did build into this as well some time frame to come up to code, because realistically, a lot of existing suites don't meet modern building code. And they're not actually that safe for the tenants, like having egress points in case of fire and not having a linked smoke alarm and so forth. So those things are going to be required throughout Oak Bay. But we are giving a delayed timeline to give people time to undertake those renovations and so forth to make sure that the tenant safety pieces are taken care of. Because we really do want to make sure that we get there and that we don't want to be kicking people out onto the street in the short term before the other suites are able to be built out to compensate for that. So it's a fine line in terms of how we move it forward. So that's the line that we took on this one.
Another piece of the housing puzzle in the Greater Victoria region, of course, secondary suites. Oak Bay is moving to make them a permitted thing, and that is now in effect. Kevin Murdoch, Mayor of Oak Bay, much appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ryan, and I look forward to coming back and talking about the other housing initiatives that we have on the go as well someday. I appreciate we have a short amount of time today.
Which is the other one?
Oh, we have two. We have an infill housing, and that's coming actually on Monday for next steps. So that's looking at our sort of similar to Missing Middle, but looking at infill housing options throughout Oak Bay. So we have another stage of that coming forward on Monday for kind of moving it forward. It's not completed yet. And we also have our anticipated village plan, which includes most of our multifamily buildings and corridors as well, coming back early in the next term.
Well, it sounds like it sounds like next week we've got more things to talk about. So we'll reach out.
Sounds good.
All right. Cheers.
Thanks, Brian. Bye. Yeah, bye-bye.